Hey everybody, welcome back to Tink's Corner. I hope you're having a great day. I hope your day is going as amazing as you are. Ooh, it's a lot. It's a lot going on. Not even really. It's not a lot going on. Usually, like for the past few weeks, I had something new every single week. It was something else every week. But my week's actually been kind of calm. So I'm just gonna tell y'all how my week's been going with midterms. Surprisingly, my midterms week has been pretty calm. Usually it's not hectic, but I'm surprised it's as calm as it is. But I think it's because I chose so many online classes. I don't have that much to worry about. But they didn't give me a lot of heavy stuff due to midterms. My one class, I have five quizzes with 10 questions. My other class, I had a 50 question quiz. I have another class on Thursday with a 50 question quiz. I have another one on Thursday. I don't know how many questions that is, but it's online. And this is also going to be a part of my midterm. My teacher, he told us to, well, my professor, my teacher, same difference. He told us to pick a topic, whether it's social, political, we want to talk about how it has a positive or negative effect in the media. I believe that was a topic of discussion. I really don't know. I just know what I'm talking about, and I know what I told him I was going to talk about. So I'm going to add that in here instead of it's technically a Tink's Twitter topic, I guess you could say, because it does get talked about on Twitter. It's not a trending topic at the moment, but it's something that needs to be brought to the people's attention if you get what I mean. So that's happening. Y'all chose a new name for this segment because I didn't have a name for it and I didn't know what to name it. And AI wasn't really helpful. Well, no, AI actually came up with the names, kind of. They came up with two of the names and I threw some in there. So I went ahead and let y'all vote on that. And the winner of that was Vibe Check. And I kind of liked that the most. That's what I was kind of hoping y'all would pick. So I picked Vibe Check. And today's real topic is balancing friendships and maintaining relationships. So I'm shying away from the college stuff for this episode and might be the next two episodes. I don't even know. I usually plan out all my episodes, but I've been so busy, y'all, that I literally haven't even wrapped my mind around what the next couple episodes are gonna be. I don't know why I'm talking so fast. I need to take a beat, take a moment. I'm sorry, y'all. I really just woke up, if I'm being for real. I kind of just woke up. So my bad. But as y'all can see the sign in the back talking about some hello fall. My mom said that I needed something behind me. She was sick of looking at the blank wall. And since it's fall season, aka happy spooky season, y'all, and happy breast cancer awareness month, y'all see I got my pink on. So shout out to the ladies that are fighting the battle. Shout out to the ladies that we have lost to the battle, and shout out to the women, period. Just shout out to all of y'all. If you have somebody that is struggling with breast cancer, I pray that they pull through. I pray that they make it through in Jesus' name. But y'all, she put the sign behind me, and well, she didn't put it back there. She gave me the sign. She left it on my desk, and she told me to put it up. So I put it up, and it's cute. I think it's cute. It gives a little spice until I get my neon light sign. Whenever I decide to buy that, y'all probably won't see that till December. Maybe late November, early December, I might have that prepared. But yeah, that's the real topic. Told you about my midterm, told you the new segment name. So without further ado, let's go ahead and get into the video. Always bring out the best in me. I can't thank you enough. I bet that's why God's blessing me. 'Cause I still show you patience and grace when you're. Okay, so let me start off saying happy homecoming to Howard, Southern, NCAT, and Clark Atlanta. Shout out to the people that are going there to any of those four schools. I pray that y'all have safe travels. I pray that y'all have a good time because y'all should have a good time if y'all go to any of those. So I hope that everybody makes it there safely, they make it back safely. I hope that everybody just has a good time, period. But safety first. Safety is always first. So happy homecoming to y'all. Safe travels to everybody going. I'll actually tell y'all what's been going on first. Nothing's really been going on. So let me tell y'all what's going on. Nothing's going on. No, actually, I haven't had a lot going on. I cooked last night for the first time since I got home from school. I cooked in the summer. I cooked one time in the summer, and I literally haven't cooked since then. Cooked dinner. I cook, of course. Not really. I cook breakfast, and I throw stuff in the microwave. So I don't really cook. I make an omelet. I make a mean breakfast. Breakfast, my people love my breakfast. If I've ever made breakfast for you, you know you love my breakfast. I make the great breakfast. But I made a stuffed chicken breast. So it was stuffed with kale, cream cheese, Italian cheese, and garlic butter. And I mixed them all together and I ate it. Y'all can. It's pretty good. It's pretty good. It was a lot though. The chicken breasts were so thick. So one was good enough. I really didn't even need any sides. I was so full. And that's my lunch. Actually, I have one left over, and that's what I'm gonna eat before I have to go to class. As nothing's really been really, I don't have anything exciting for y'all. My midterms haven't been hard. Life is kind of I think it was Sunday morning. It was one day where I had to wake up and go to work. It was sometime this weekend. It was either Saturday or Sunday. Y'all, I woke up so at peace. Like, I had no stress. I had nothing to worry about. Everything that I was worried about was kind of lifted off of my shoulders. I just woke up so at peace, and I don't even know how to describe that experience. I feel like everybody's had that experience. If you haven't, I really hope you do get to experience that sometime soon, because nothing could ruin my mood for the rest of the day. I think it was Saturday, because I think it was the day I had the game and I was getting honored at the game. That was such a surreal experience. That field is big. That field is dry. I'm not gonna say it's dry big, but it's a big field. And now I understand, because the football players, they look like you look they look like they're not little, but they look little. And now I understand why, because when you're on the field looking at all those people, you really can't even tell who's who. I could tell who's who because the way I landed right in the middle of my people. I don't know how. I let it right in the middle of my people. I made a new friend. Her name's Serenity. She's so pretty. She's so pretty. I love pretty women. So she was super cool. Me and her were just chopping it up the whole time, waiting. We stood there for a cool little minute, waiting for them to call everybody. But I woke up so at peace that day. My sister gave me some of the prettiest flowers, and I almost cried. I'm tearing up thinking about it now. The whole experience was just so surreal, and I'm so proud of myself, and I'm proud of everybody else that made it on the honor roll, dean's list, and president's list. Shout out to y'all. Ooh, ooh. Oh, I got chills. Ooh. Shout out to everybody that made it on honor roll, dean's list, president's list. Shout out to y'all, because I'm not gonna say it's not easy, but it definitely takes some dedication. It takes prioritizing. It takes a lot of that. So shout out to y'all. Shout out to me. Shout out to all of us. We did really good. We did really good. But yeah, that whole experience was so surreal to me. And then we went to Boudreaux's. Never again. It should not take 45 minutes for me to get my food. And ain't nobody here. Ain't nobody here. Why is it taking 45 minutes? I got gumbo. Why it shouldn't take 45 minutes to make any kind of gumbo? And my sister got chicken tenders. Why is it taking 45 minutes to make chicken tenders? But they made my mama's pecan crusted salmon. Cut that out. Cut that out. Because why are you yuck? She got that, and that was the first thing that came out. So that was crazy to me. But yeah, never again. At least not that Boudreaux's. Never again. But I woke up so at peace that day. I woke up so calm. I felt like everything was kind of settling and going where it needs to be. I didn't have any worries. I wasn't stressed. I just felt calm. I felt at peace. And I really loved that. I wish it carried into the rest of my week, but I love that. I've been working with my trainer. She loves to kill me. She tried to add today as another day. I was like, not gonna lie, I'm not. I have too much to do today. I had to record the show. I need to put up my curtain rod in my room. I need to clean up. I need to eat. I need to mentally prepare myself for class. Wednesdays are my rest days. So I forgot I asked y'all about that. I asked y'all if y'all want to see some more other like content other than just obviously the podcast, because I need to get myself out there a little bit more. So y'all were talking about like one of the things that got some of the most votes was balancing life, school, work, and the pod. I believe that was one of the most popular ones. And I know that's a question a lot of people ask me. They're like, how do you do it? Like, how do you balance all of those? So the most popular one was actually Get Ready With Me, and then the balancing school, work, life, and podcasting. And I'll just do clip videos of that. I won't talk about that on here. I'll do clip videos of that, and I'll post them on TikTok, post them on Instagram, put them on Reels, stuff like that. So yeah, and I'm excited to do stuff like that. I'm not a content creator. I'm not an influencer. So doing that is kind of a new world to me. And I'm not going to say it's not something that I want, but it's kind of like, it's out of my realm. But for me to want to do what I want to do in media later on, I kind of have to branch out and get my name out there, do what I need to do to get out there. So might as well go ahead and get it over with. So I'll probably end up falling in love with it, but that's also something with that needs consistency for it to work and flow and grow and do everything that it needs to do and blossom into something beautiful. So I'll start with the content creating and all of that. I'm ready to start that. I'm saving up for a camera. I was just looking and I was scrolling on TikTok, and y'all know TikTok, if you click that allow to go through all your other apps, they will look through your phone secretly. And the stuff that comes on your For You page is most likely something that you either talked about in your messages or like looked up, something like that. So it just so happened that a video of this lady, she bought a different kind of camera. I was like, oh, this camera is cute. It's something little. It's not that. It's a DJI. But I went to go look it up on Amazon. Why is it $500? You're crazy. I'm not now. My $500 is not going towards that. I know you need to invest in yourself, obviously, if you want something to grow, something to become what you want it to become. You have to grow and invest in yourself, but I'm not splurging $500 into myself just yet. I'm not doing that yet. But I want a camera by Christmas, if not for Christmas. So I should have that. I just want to grow my podcast as much as possible. And I'm just ready. I'm ready to see where this journey takes me. Every time I think about it, I get so excited because I'm like, I can see myself growing and doing everything I need to do so that I can flourish in this as much as possible. So I'm ready. Is there something else about me? No, I don't believe there's anything else. Oh, but upcoming homecomings, we have PV and U of H. They are next week. I will be at PV's homecoming. I believe I'm going to U of H's homecoming party. I don't know. We gonna see. I think their noobs are having a party, so I think I'm gonna go. We'll see. It's been a lot of drama. It was a lot of drama yesterday, and I'm still trying to wrap my mind around that with my high school. I'm not going to speak on it because it's not my place to speak on, but oof, that is some shit, and that's my comment on it. Oop, now I kicked the camera, sorry. Okay, so today's vibe check. Let's see. I already had the vibe check. I'm gonna tell you, it's Glorilla. So Glorilla just dropped her album Glorious, and y'all, it's really good. I'm not gonna say like I didn't expect it to be good, because I love Glow Down. Like, I love Glow Down. So I've been listening to her album. Right now I only have 4 songs saved. Those are just songs that caught my eye, like off the bat, that I listened to. For me, I have to listen to an album multiple times to like all of the songs, or just to like in majority of the songs. So at the top right now, I have 4 songs. And that, oop, sorry, ignore my nail, y'all. That's mad embarrassing. So four songs. My top four songs is her intro, Procedure with Lotto, What You Know About Me with Sexy Red, and How I Look with Megan. And even though they're all features, I like those. I like those a lot. They get me lit. They give me hype. I love those. And not gonna lie, the one she has with Kirk Franklin in them, it's not bad, actually. I actually like that as well. I just didn't add it on there. But I like that as well. Oh, and Queen of Memphis. Not gonna lie, Queen of Memphis ate real bad. I really like that. I actually like that too. So features once again, but she really ate with the features. Like, she knew who she needed on what song. Everybody fits perfectly. Everybody fits perfectly. So I advise y'all go listen to the album, tune in, let me know what y'all think. But that is today's vibe check. So my Twitter topic, I'm talking about the way, not just the way, but I'm talking about Black women's media portrayal. So when I talk about that, it's just the way that certain Black women are portrayed and put out there. So one of the main things that I see a lot of people mention and dabble on is how 9 times out of 10, if there is a light-skinned main character, for example, like The Proud Family or what was the other show? Oh, or Martin, how they have a dark-skinned sidekick or best friend, and she's always loud, she's always ghetto, stuff like that. So those are the top two where it's really been mentioned, or like they have a hard love life. And Tashina Arnold, that's not the first time that's happened to her. She had a later on movie with Tammy Roman where she wasn't, I mean, they were both like main characters, but she was the one that lucked out of love, was being bitter because she couldn't find love, this, that, and the third. So I feel like that wasn't really needed. Granted, they made a promise to never love again. And Tammy, if y'all don't know Tammy Roman, she's light skinned. So Tammy was able to find love again, but Tashina was still stuck in this like, oh, I'm not going to love again. And she was just being bitter towards the idea that Tammy would find love again. And I feel like that's not necessary. I feel like a best friend is going to be a real best friend is going to be proud of you regardless of where they are in life. Me as a friend, period, I have never hated on my friends' love lives. Never. Just because I'm typically I'm the one that got a roster. I'm trying to settle, if that makes sense. I'm not trying to settle for what I don't want, but I'm also kind of ready to, I'm sick of the roster, I'm over it. So yeah, I'm done, I've gone out of that, so I'm over it. But the reason why I'm not in a relationship at the moment is because I don't want to settle. At this point, I know exactly who I want to be with, what I want in someone, what I deserve in a relationship. So I'm not going to settle for somebody that's going to give me less than that. You know? So there's that. So when I look at stuff like that, it kind of irritates me because it's kind of always been a debate on that, like, light-skinned women are classier than dark-skinned women. Dark-skinned women are ratchet, ghetto, disrespectful, loud. And when they talk about Black women being angry, Black women being mad, it's more than likely they're talking about a dark-skinned woman. When Monique came out to talk about how Black women were being paid, how they were being treated in the media, like when it comes to their paychecks and all that good stuff, she got portrayed as crazy. She dang near got blackballed. And Monique is on the darker side. But when Taraji came out and spoke about it, Taraji was praised. Taraji was given the credit. And it's kind of, she kind of has been given the label of the woman that spoke out for women when it's not true. Monique did that first. But somebody did, they talked about how Taraji handles herself with more grace. And I don't think that's not a valid excuse. Monique should not have gotten blackballed before speaking the truth. And then Taraji comes out a couple years later, speaks the same truth, and she gets praised for it. It's not okay. So that's one thing. And then one of the things that irritates me the most, one of the topics when it comes to this discussion that irritates me most, is when they replace a dark-skinned character with a light-skinned character. So I don't know if everybody watched My Wife and Kids. If you watched it from the very first season, Claire was dark skinned. And I didn't peep until I rewatched the show. So in the very first season, Claire was dark skinned. And then second season, it pops up that she's now light skinned, as in the Claire that they now have now. So I did research, of course. I always do my research before I talk about anything. I did my research, and some people were saying, well, no, mostly they were saying that her mom pulled her out of it. Her mom pulled her out of the show because I think at one point her daughter was 12. The girl that played Claire in the first season, I think she was 12. And I think one of Claire's friends had to, I think the idea of pregnancy was being popped into the show. Her mom didn't want her exposed to that so young. So she pulled her out of it. But my thing is, you could put, yes, she got pulled out of the show, but to completely replace the character with a different skin color kind of baffled me, because why couldn't you keep the same dark skin Claire? Why does Claire not have to be light skin? Why? What's the reason? You know, I feel like there was no real valid reason. Maybe, I don't know, maybe they're saying that she's one of the only actors that made it. I don't know. I didn't look into the reasoning. Because either way, it doesn't really make sense to me. So, yeah, that's one thing that kind of rubbed me off the wrong way. Then there's the situation that most people know about, is when dark-skinned Aunt Viv got replaced with light-skinned Aunt Viv. So, I know the story about that because I watched their reunion story. And granted, it's solved now, but I feel like there shouldn't have been anything to apologize or solve to begin with. So, for those of you that don't know, dark-skinned Aunt Viv, she ended up really getting pregnant in real life. So, Nikki, that's how they introduced Nikki. So, but after her pregnancy, or I think it was either after or during her pregnancy, Will had labeled her like extremely difficult to work with and a lot of negative things about her. And she actually she basically got blackballed as well, because since she was a dark skinned woman at the time, they already probably weren't that interested in working with her. So when she got labeled negative, hard to work with, it did not put a good shine of light on her career. So, and then on top of that, for him to replace her with a light-skinned woman is absolutely mad to me. You could have kept the same substance if she was so difficult to work with. Why do we have to change the whole skin color? Why do we have to, you could have given another dark-skinned woman the same chance that you gave the light-skinned Aunt Viv. So that bugs me. But they did end up having a sit-down conversation about it, and he apologized because his choice of words were awful and he didn't mean what he really said. But I feel like at this point, I'm not going to say an apology is too late, but an apology is basically too late, because her career is already kind of derailed because of that. So now what is she supposed to do? Granted, she can still build her career from like the bottom and up, but yeah, that's my take on Black women portrayed in media. Y'all go ahead and give me y'all's opinions on that, because I know it's, some people act like it's not happening, but it's definitely happening, and it's embarrassing to watch. But enough of that. Let's get into our real topic: balancing friendships and maintaining relationships. So I have been in, I've had, how many relationships have I had for real? I've had three. Does it count if it was like a relationship that wasn't like labeled as a relationship? Like, me and him were together for some months, but we never really had a conversation. What we did, we kind of had a conversation, but like we agreed that we weren't like boyfriend and girlfriend, but we knew it, like it was just me and him. Well, at least I thought it was me and him. I found out he had like two other girlfriends while me and him was doing whatever. But at the same time, I can't be mad because technically he was not my boyfriend. But can I still feel some type of way? Like, me and this man were together almost every day, so I'm confused as to where he found the time. And when it comes to cheating, that's what really blows me. How do you find the time to cheat if I'm with you 24/7? Where do you find the time? Where do you find the time? How? Like, how? Why? What's the reason?
I don't know. I really don't know. I can't explain it. I don't know.
It doesn't make sense to me. I don't get it. It is
what it is. But
yeah, okay. So I have been, I'll say like two and a half real relationships where it's like boyfriend, girlfriend, or like I told y'all the situation I just had. So I know but it's never been hard for me to balance my friendships and my relationships. I've always learned that it's certain stuff that you expect a man to do, but it's other things where it's like, okay, I don't expect this from my friend. I don't expect this from my homegirl. So I've never been the type of person to shut out my friends in a relationship. I always check in with my friends. I always make sure everybody else is good while also like being with my boo. So birthdays, I don't miss birthdays unless it's like, well, no, I don't miss birthdays because I know how important my birthday is to me. So I don't miss birthdays. I don't miss birthdays to be with whoever I'm with. I don't do that. If my friend says, hey, can we do this? And I'm unavailable at the time, then I find another time to do things like that. But I always make sure that I don't shut my friends out because I wouldn't want to be shut out. So I always try to find a balance in everything, whether it's like the same thing with me trying to find a balance in work, school, everything else going on the outside and my podcast. So it's always finding the balance of it all. So some advice for people that are trying to find the balance, like if it's your first relationship and you want to give your all to your first relationship, but you don't want to lose your friends at the same time. It's also nothing. I'm gonna get there. So one of the first things in maintaining a healthy friendship and maintaining a healthy relationship is not mixing the business between the two. So don't tell all of your homegirls' business to your man. I know sometimes y'all be venting because I be venting too, but keep a balance between it. Don't tell all of your homegirls' relationship. I'm sorry. Don't tell all of your homegirls' business to your man. It's really none of his business, especially if it's something that your friend confided in you in. Don't tell all of her business to him. Him, her, they, whoever you're with, do not share all of your business to your significant other. And vice versa. Don't share all of the business that's going on in your relationship to your friends, because it's just a certain level of privacy and your relationship is not everybody's business to put input on, and it's not everybody's relationship. So therefore, keep most of your relationship business private unless it's something like seriously like you're lost or you just genuinely need like a friend's advice of like, cause sometimes it is easier like to be on the outside looking in, but at the same time, you don't know the whole substance of the relationship. So yes, from the outside looking in, it could be different. And sometimes love, it can cloud the brain. So I understand going to friends and being like, hey, like, am I tripping or this, that, and third? Cause I've done that. I've done it a couple of times cause I be needing to know. Cause I can trip sometimes. I could be crazy. I could be delusional, but most of the time, I'm always right. Okay, don't forget who you are outside of your relationship. So what I mean by that is you were your own person before the relationship. You would be your own person after the relationship. So when it comes to being in the relationship, don't lose your sense of identity because you're with the person. So don't let them change who you are. It's certain instances. So for example, if you were somebody that was outside 24/7, steady going out, steady drinking, steady doing this, that, and the third, and your partner's kind of like uncomfortable with that just a little bit, you could reel it in just a little bit. Like you could still go out. Don't let them just like, if you don't want to stop going out, don't stop going out. But there is instances where you could reel it in a little bit. Like, you could be like, hey, like this weekend, I'm not going to go out. Let's do something. Hey, this weekend, I'm not going to go out. Let's go out to eat. Let's chill. Let's hang. Let's watch a movie. Stuff like that. You don't have to be out 24/7 every weekend like that. So that's what I'm saying, where it's certain instances. But at the same time, if you were this caring, nice, responsible, sweet person outside of the relationship, you had everything you wanted to do, you were very goal oriented, you knew what you wanted to do,
like outside of the relationship. Don't let them try to bring you down inside of the relationship. Don't let them tell you what you can and can't do, what you're not able to do, what you're not going to be able to do. Don't let them do that. And then you come out the relationship a completely different person and you view yourself completely differently. So don't let them change the outlook of yourself unless it's positive. Now, let's say you were looking at yourself negatively and you find love in a relationship and they're completely changing the way you view yourself. That's beautiful. So that's the only instance where I'm accepting it, is if it's a positive, like if it's a positive view. And if they're bringing you down consistently, why are you still with them? Why? That's my why.
Why? Cut that out right then and there.
Okay. Space and your friendships, and not just your friendships, your relationships too. So space is very important. Space is so that you don't get sick of someone. If you're with somebody consistently, like every hour of every day, if you're talking to somebody every hour of every day, you're bound to get tired of them. And it's just the sad truth. It's you're bound to get tired of them because you're with them all the time. Like for me, sometimes like this right now, like everybody's at school. Like one of my homegirls, she's at PB. Other homegirl, she at home. She on her way to school. So right now we're not together, but like when we are together, we were together all summer. So us being together all summer, we had all that time together. And now that we're away, this is our space. We still talk, like we don't talk all day every day, but we have our moments where like we're talking consistently throughout the day, or we're just checking in with each other, stuff like that. See, that's like healthy. Now in relationships, I feel like at this point, I can't even say that, because like at this age, some of us are like moving in with each other, living together. So it's kind of like, I don't know. It's a hard way to, I mean, no, sometimes, well, if you go to work.
Okay. So if you have a job, if you go to class, if you go to school, that can be considered your space from each other,
but it's not enough space, if that makes sense. So, how do I put this? Hold on, y'all. I'm finding it. Okay, so like I said, if you're with your significant other 25/8 and y'all don't take any space, like it's just simple stuff. Like if you're going out with your family for the day, or y'all just choose to not be together for like 2 days and just taking the space, it gives you more space and opportunity to miss that person so that y'all don't get irritated with each other. And that's what happens. Sometimes if you're friends, if you're in a relationship and y'all start arguing and y'all with each other, you're arguing because you're sick of being around each other. So that's happened to me and my friends a couple of times. I'm sick of being around you. Can you go away? Like, can you go away for like an hour or like two, maybe a week? Just go away. Get away from me. Like, I'm sick of looking at you. So space is very important in relationships and friendships, because, yeah, you just need space. It's just healthier mentally and all of that. It's the best. The biggest thing in all friendships, all relationships, and this isn't just like romantically and platonically, this is within your families, all of that. Communication is the biggest thing in maintaining a healthy relationship and a healthy friendship. It's the biggest thing. It's the most important thing. You cannot expect them to read your mind. Granted, there are people that know you like the back of their hand. I know most of my friends. I know all of my friends like the back of my hand. I know them like there's no tomorrow. So I can't read their mind, granted, because people change. People grow every day. So people aren't always the same. But I know them like the back of my hand, but I'm also not a mind reader. I can see the signs. So let's say I'm with one of my friends and something's been said to her, and I can see like the body language shifting. I'm always like, okay, like, are you good? And I can tell that rubbed you the wrong way. I'm that type of person. So they don't always have to communicate with me, but I appreciate it. I'm very big on communication. I'm very big on having a conversation to fix things. I don't like stuff settling. I don't like stuff
going unsaid. I'm very big on communication. I'm very big on having a conversation. And 9 times out of 10, I'm going to ask that the conversation be had in person or over the phone, because tone is not always properly conveyed through text messages. So things can get thrown off. Things can get said the wrong way. 9 times out of 10, if I'm having a conversation over text, I end up calling. Or I'll be like, hey, okay, let's put a pin in this. We're going to talk tomorrow when I can see you. Stuff like that. So communication is always the best. It's the best way. If you're angry, communicate that. If you're sad, communicate that. If you don't feel like talking, communicate that. You don't have to have a, it's not, I understand not talking, like not feeling like talking, but just be like, hey, I don't want to talk right now. It's not that hard. It's really not. That's the littlest bit of communication that you could really do that could be the most effective. So communicate as much as you can within your friendships and your relationships. If you're having a down day, communicate that. It's not, I don't know why people act like communicating is so hard. And it's just some of the littlest stuff where all you have to do is be like, hey, like this happened. I don't want to talk right now. And I understand that. And I'm very understanding in situations where people be like, hey, I don't want to talk about it right now. But I am the person that's like, do you want to talk about it or do you want to put a pin in it and we'll come back to it later? Most of the time people are like, I want to put a pin in it. We can come back to it later. And I understand that because I need to put a pin in it and talk about it later. But yes, communicating is the most important thing when it comes to maintaining your relationships and balancing your friendships. This goes back into don't shutting out, like, what? Head scratch. Cause what? What did I just say? This goes back into not shutting out your friends just because you're in a relationship. So there is a way for you to balance your friendships and going out with your friends and spending time with your friends while also still spending time with your home, like your significant other. So if you and your significant other are living together at this time, you could still go out with your friends because you're still going to see your significant other when you go home. So let's say me and my man are living together in our high-rise apartment with our little puppy. I'm sorry, that's my dream. Me and my man are in our high-rise apartment with our little puppy, and my homegirl's like, hey, do you want to go out tonight? Like, go out to dinner, go out to eat, go out to the club. And I'm like, okay, like, bet. I tell my man. He's like, all right, that's fine. I'm with my man right now, so I don't really need to, I'm not going to say I don't need to give him the time of day, but he's had my time. When I go to bed, when I wake up in the morning, when I sit around the house, I'm with him now. So if my homegirl's like, okay, can we go out? Like, of course I'm going to go. I miss my homegirl. I don't live with my homegirl. So it's like, you could still hang out with, I don't know why people act like it's so impossible to hang out with your friends while you're in a relationship. Now, if your significant other has an issue with you going out with your friends, you need to get to the deeper root of that, because it could have something to do with insecurities, something that happened in a past relationship. That's something that they need to deal with. That does not have anything to do with you, unless you've given them reason not to trust you. That also brings into communicating. Y'all need to communicate on that. Y'all need to talk about what's the real issue. Why don't you want me to go out with my friends? Why do you want me to just sit at home all day? Why is it such an issue if I go out with my friends? Why don't you trust me to go out with my friends? Communication. Communication? Communication. I can't stress that enough. Communicate. I don't even understand. Communicate. I shouldn't have to stress it. Communicate. Please communicate. 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 My last little piece on this is don't forget about your friends. Don't forget about your significant other just because you're with the other. So if you're out with your homegirls, don't forget about your significant other just because you're out with your homegirls. Have respect. Have space. Remember that you're in a relationship. You shouldn't even forget that you're in a relationship. Have respect for your relationship. Have respect for yourself. Have respect for your significant other. So just do that. Don't go out and cheat. Like, I don't understand why people feel like just because you're out with your friends, just because you're out for the night, you have to go out and cheat and lose all self-respect, lose all boundaries within your relationship. No, that's not what that means. It's not what that means. Why? Why? I don't understand. But don't forget about the other. I have been a friend that's been put on the back burner because of relationships multiple times. I am also the friend that won't lie to you about what I see.
If I see that this is not healthy, I'm going to speak up. If I see that you're losing yourself, I'm going to speak up. I'm that type of friend. And I've had a lot of people hate me for it. But at the end of the day, I'd rather be the friend that's real with you than the friend that's going to sit up here and let you destroy yourself. Destroy you, destroy what's going on around you. I'm not going to let you sabotage what you have going on. So, yeah, I'm that type of friend. A lot of people hate me for being real like that, but I have no reason to lie. I don't feel comfortable lying and be like, oh, yeah, that you should keep doing that. That's great. Keep doing that. That's going to benefit you in the long run. No, it's not. Stop doing that to yourself. But that is all I have on maintaining friendships. Wait, balancing friendships and maintaining relationships. That's the little key points I have on those. I don't really have much to say in those situations. I think I've said everything I needed to say to give you the start and the end of how to balance a friendship and maintain a relationship. At least from my point of view and what I've experienced, I've had to deal with that. But now I have some motivational moments for y'all. So they relate to the real topic, of course. So my first motivational moment is invite prayer into your friendships and your relationships. I grew up in a church. I grew up in a family that is very built around God and loving God and prayer and all of that. So prayer is very big for me. So I pray over my friends at night. I pray over my friends when I wake up. I pray over my people. I pray over my family. I pray over everybody when I wake up and when I go to sleep. So when you're with your friends, before y'all go out or something, y'all could pray for a safe night. Y'all could pray for safe travels, things like that. So that's a way for you to invite prayer into your friendships and into your relationships. It's just when y'all wake up, y'all pray for the strength of your relationship. Y'all pray for good days. Y'all pray for whatever else y'all need to work on in your relationship, things like that. You could do that. That's a way to invite prayer into your friendships and your relationships. Another motivational moment, it's okay to be alone. You don't always have to be around somebody. It's okay to be alone. It's okay to be by yourself. You don't always need somebody by your side. Sometimes it's good to be by yourself. You know, you sometimes need that moment by yourself to think, to learn, to grasp onto whatever has happened previously. It's good to have quiet time by yourself. It's very beneficial. Take it from me, as somebody who is currently by herself. I love it. But yeah, I love it. It gives me a lot of time to learn about myself, what I want. And it, like I told y'all, it allowed me to really see what I want and don't want in a relationship, what I expect out of a man, what I expect out of my friendships, all of that. I've learned a lot about myself while being alone. So, yeah. And lastly, don't take the good friends that you have around you for granted. A lot of people do that. When they start getting into the relationships, they forget about the friends that have always been there for them no matter what. So, don't forget about the good people around you that have always been there for you, that will do anything for you. Don't forget about them just because you're in your relationship. So that's my little spill. But not even just in a relationship. Don't forget about the good people around you regardless. Okay? Don't forget about who's always been there for you. Don't forget about the people that always listen to you, that are always there for you, that would do anything for you. Don't forget about those people. I'm sorry, y'all. My eye. Oof. I itch. Okay. But that's it for our real topic. I hope that you all once again have a great day, a great rest of your West. I'm over talking. I hope you guys have a great rest of your day, a great rest of your week. I pray that everything that you want to accomplish becomes accomplished. I love you. I love you. I love you. Per usual, don't forget to follow the Twitter, follow the Instagram, and follow me on TikTok. I love you and see y'all next week. Mwah.